For many years, the Chinese were not allowed to celebrate Christmas, but this year, millions in China are observing the holiday. It's estimated there are more than 50 million Christian believers now in China, but it's not just the religious who have taken to Christmas. NPR's Rob Gifford reports that as China has opened up to the West, the commercial side of Christmas has also crept in, even as Chinese Christians celebrate a holy day.
It's the Sunday before Christmas at Haidian Protestant Church in the University District of Beijing. The small church is packed to the seams with worshippers, and the service is relayed to hundreds more people crammed into two annexes outside. On the wall are the Chinese characters Glory to God, and squeezed into the front rows are 50 people of all ages wearing white robes, waiting to be baptized. A female pastor prays at the front of the hall. Among the congregation responding to each line of the prayers is a 21-year-old student from nearby Beijing University. She likes to be known as Melody, the English name she's chosen for herself, and she's one of a growing number of young Chinese intellectuals who've become evangelical Christians. She says she loves Christmas.
On Christmas Eve, we have hundreds of people here standing in lines. Lines very, very long, just from about 6 o'clock until 11 o'clock, 12. I guess many of them are very interested in Christianity. They want to learn a lot about Christmas, about Jesus Christ, I think.
Chinese Christians, like Melody, can only officially worship in state-sponsored churches, many of which are becoming more and more free in their activities. But that doesn't stop millions of people who don't trust the official churches risking harassment and imprisonment by meeting illegally in their homes. The decline of communist ideology and the hunger for something to replace it has led more than 50 million Chinese people to the Christian faith. Millions of others, though, have dropped the idea of believing in anything and are interested in Christmas for slightly less spiritual reasons. At a cafe on the campus of nearby Beijing University, pictures of Santa Claus hang on the wall. The place is decked out with flashing Christmas lights, and semi-religious lounge music creates a cozy winter feel. Christmas is being celebrated on campus here with extraordinary enthusiasm. But unlike the people flocking to the churches, for the majority of Beijingers, it's more about Frosty the Snowman than about Jesus the Savior. A chance for businesses to cash in on Christmas trees and funny toys, and for young people to have some fun. A senior year student who calls himself Joseph is discussing his plans for Christmas with his friends. He says he'll be going out for a big meal on Christmas Day and then staying out late at a nearby disco. Joseph is not a Christian. He says he's not even sure what the original meaning of Christmas is. What he knows is that at Christmas time, any self-respecting modern Chinese guy needs to be out partying.
I think Chinese young people spend Christmas Day because they want to their life become more international and more modernized.
Joseph's friend Vivian is in her final year studying literature. For her, Christmas is a time to do some shopping and, well, who knows what else.
Christmas is a good time for a date. It is like Valentine's Day.
But Vivian's not happy that, as yet, she and the rest of China still have to work on Christmas Day.
I will have an exam on Christmas Day. But you can have a big party that night.
I will go crazy.
A mere generation ago, these young people's parents shunned anything that smacked of Western culture or religion. Now their children are believing in Western religions and adopting Western lifestyles as though it were the most normal thing in the world. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.